We enjoy talking about candy from time to time. And I have here a story about popular candies in the years they became bestsellers. I want to go through this. And if you want to jump in and tell us what your favorite candy is, what you were obsessed with maybe when you were a kid, what was your favorite candy, or maybe today, 312-981-7200. So the popular candy in the year 1945, Esmeralda, dare to take a guess? The very popular candy in 1945.
Butterscotch.
You're talking about the butterscotch hard candy?
Yes. No?
No, it's not. It's Tootsie Rolls. Tootsie Rolls were invented in 1896. Wow. And they sold
just chocolate.
They sold for a penny each during World War II from 42 to 45. They were sent overseas to soldiers as rations to provide quote unquote quick energy. By 1945, the chocolate taffy chews had become very popular with regular citizens. Tootsie Roll's still around.
Mm-hmm.
Class, they haven't changed, right? Tootsie Roll's been the same since 1896, right? And I think some stores have some from 1896. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
All right.
See, that was a joke about stale candy.
Mm-hmm.
See,
bringing out the A game for the Walk of Fame.
That's right, Walk of Fame. I gotta earn my. You know, I got a plaque right there. I'm pointing right to it right now.
So you're like one of those roosters walking around, like, yeah, I got one already.
That's exactly right, man. You know, Mary asked me for advice on how the day is going to go, and I'm like, just
comfortable shoes.
Comfortable. Well, I had horrible shoes, man. My feet were killing me because I don't wear dress shoes. I have one pair. I hadn't worn. You know when the last time I wore it last year for the Walk of Fame. You know the last time I wore them? My wedding in 2009. Mm. So that was
that could be the problem.
Yeah, I had. You know what I did though when I actually I don't have a shoe tree. Anybody have a shoe tree?
I do not.
So I
only during the holidays.
Oh man, come on.
All right.
The hell's going on here, man? Dan's working for his own plaque, looking for coming up with plaque-worthy material. Hey, plaque-worthy material. We're talking about candy. Hold on a minute now.
All right.
See a plaque on your teeth? Candy? See what I'm doing there? I work on several levels, Dan.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if you're...
I mean, that's why you have the plaque. That's why those dentists go out and brush it with toothbrushes every damn day.
They're scared of all the dental jokes that
right.
he will sling.
That's exactly right, man. What happened now? What the hell were we talking about? Oh, Mary asking me for advice, and you said sensible shoes. Here's what I did. I wadded up a whole bunch of paper... And I shoved them into the shoe like two nights before the event to stretch them out. And it helped a little bit because when I first put them on, I was like, uh-oh. So, but anyway, wear sensible shoes. Yes, Mary, wear sensible shoes. But I also said it's like a whirlwind because it goes by really fast. And you're being pulled in like 900 different directions because I had like, you know, Dean Richards was out here with a camera. Channel 9 was out here. There were other people out here taking pictures and all kinds of stuff and lots of fans and listeners and stuff. And I had friends show up that I didn't know were going to show up. I had a couple of people show up that they just showed up. And so just take it all in. So, yeah, it's a good time. It's fun. All right. Oh, here we go. Here's Mark the Bread Man. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Nick.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. What's up?
Yeah, my mom used to work for Friar Pan Candy, so we always made candy in the house, and she always got to go to all the cool candy conventions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, so Friar Pan, that's in, what
Forest
suburb?
Park.
Forest Park, that's right, because you can see it from the, expressway.
And smell it.
And smell it, absolutely right. Now, the Friar Pan, they did like Mike and Ike, right?
And no, they did Lemonheads.
Red Hots. And Red Hots, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool stuff. Yeah, you know, my dad, who still works vending sales out of his home, has been in the vending business for years. Used to make vending machines and those plastic capsules that the little treats came in the quarter. You put the quarter in and get the little thing. My dad made those, and he worked at a place called Victor Vending on the northwest side. And they also distributed gumballs and stuff. So my dad would come home with like sacks of gumballs and like stuff that you would put into vending machines. Like he would come home with sacks of that stuff, and my dad also would be able to go to those candy conventions too. Very cool.
Oh yeah, my mom one time won a 10-pound payday bar.
A 10-pound what?
Payday bar.
wait a minute, a 10-pound payday bar?
Yes, it was. We got sick of it maybe after the second day.
Well, sure, that's a lot of caramel and peanuts right there, man. Wow, very cool. All right, Mark, thanks, buddy.
All right, thanks, Nick.
Okay, take care, buddy. 1948, Esmeralda, most popular candy, M&M's. Still a very popular candy now, and they talk.
They have so many flavors, too.
I know. They keep adding more.
Mm-hmm.
They have the minty one now, and the espresso.
It's a caramel.
There's the caramel. You know who does
peanut butter one, I think.
There are peanut. You know who does the voice of the caramel in the commercials?
Who's that?
David Cross.
Oh.
Yeah. And, of course, you know, J.K. Simmons is the... He's the yellow M&M from the Farmers Insurance Company and commercials, and of course Whiplash and more movies. But he's the yellow one, and Billy West is the voice of one of the other M&Ms. M&Ms were first developed in 1941 and used as rations during World War II. Wow, the guys in World War II were getting Tootsie Rolls. They were getting M&Ms. Spam.
Lucky them.
Man, oh man, that sounds like my diet now. All right. Oh, let's see. 1950. Hot tamales. I like hot tamales. Do you like hot tamales? And I'm talking about the candy, Esmeralda, nothing.
I do not.
You do not?
I'm not a fan.
Wow.
I don't really like the cinnamon.
Oh, see, I'm
like that spicy cinnamon flavor. I'm not into it.
I'm a cinnamon nut. Yeah, no, I love that. I love the cinnamon flavor. I also like the actual spice, cinnamon. Hot tamales were introduced in 1950 as a chewy cinnamon candy by Just Born Confections, which is the same company that makes Peeps. Now, see that? Those things are unedible. Peeps.
I don't like mushrooms or mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Marshmallows.
Oh, you don't like marshmallows?
Really? I'm not a big fan.
No?
They're okay in small doses. But yeah, I couldn't. Ugh.
You like Peeps? What about marshmallow fluff? You ever have a fluffer nutter sandwich?
No.
Oh.
Never.
They're good. The Peeps are just. I mean, I don't understand Peeps. I don't understand. They're terrible. I don't really have anything against marshmallows. I don't know what the hell. I mean, Peeps are just like. It's just sugar.
Sugar and, well, I guess that is sugar. I was going to say sparkles or whatever.
Yeah.
Sprinkles.
Ugh. Boy, oh boy. Dan, you a fan of Peeps?
Meh. Every once in a while, but not go out of my way to get them or anything.
Do they taste?
They taste.
Like different stuff?
I don't think so.
Or is it like Skittles where
it's
all,
one? No,
not Skittles. M&M's where like all the colors don't matter.
Yeah. No, that's Skittles too. Evidently.
No.
Aren't Skittles...
Yeah, there was like a study done that really it doesn't matter.
What color you get, they all taste the same, yeah. So, all right, we got a break. Everybody hang on, 312-981-7200. Up next, we're going to discuss candy cigarettes. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show Spies. And You Big Dummy coming up in just a few minutes. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. We are talking about the year that certain candies were popular and just reminiscing about candy as well. And here is Trucker Rich. Hey, Rich.
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
All right.
Back when I was on active duty back in the 70s, with the C-Rations, they had this candy bar that we called a John Wayne candy bar.
Uh-huh.
It was like a 3-inch chocolate disc with toffee in it.
Okay.
And if you got one of them, man, those, that was fading material. In the field, you could either get a the can of just straight pears, or you could even get a pack of cigarettes for them in the field.
Wow.
And now in the MREs, they're putting, last I had, where they're putting in like Laffy Taffy and Starburst and Skittles and, they're not the lifesavers, but they're the solid lifesavers generic deal. You know? And anything that wouldn't melt into a glob of goo, you know, in
right,
the heat.
Right.
Because the MREs, well, you know what we called them, meals rejected by Ethiopians.
Right.
the only good thing in there was the cheese and crackers and the candy. The rest of it usually got tossed.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, so some candy treats, though, for the armed forces right there. So.
Yeah, well, most of the candy that was probably invented for the military, like I think you said earlier, the M&Ms were invented for the military.
And the Tootsie Roll was around for the military as well. So, yeah.
Right.
All right, Rich, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Have a good day.
Have a good evening.
See you.
All right, bye.
312-981-7200. Here's Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, sir.
Real quick sideline there. Tootsie Roll is still around. The factory's in right next to Ford City where they used to build the bombers and stuff back in World War II. I had one aunt that worked at she was a Rosie Riveter. And the other one worked at the Tootsie Roll factory back in the day. But my story is I used to be a caterer the sports teams in that, and we used to put candy bars on. It was part of their meal for wherever they were flying. And I always asked, and could never figure it out, they had I don't know where they got the candy bars, but special made, your basic candy bars, but they were super large. You know, like you got those family-sized candy bars?
Yeah.
Well, these were, like, bigger than that, and they didn't say family size on it. And I always wondered, you know, Snickers, Mars bars, Three Musketeers, whoever it was, they were gigantic candy bars for the sports teams. Wow. And I, you know, it's like, I think they should start downsizing the way things are going. But
yeah, wow, it's bigger for the sports teams.
right.
Okay.
One other thing real fast. On the corner of Foster and Ashland, I used to go to Trumbull School, and across the street there was a school store. You could get a pop with 2 cent deposit, a nickel bag of Fritos, and then you would get a brown paper bag that would be filled with penny candy.
Mm. There you go.
Unbelievable.
Foster and Ashland. Yeah, I lived in that area forever. All right, Jim, thanks.
Yeah. Take care. Good show.
Thank you, buddy. He said, Esmeralda, I thought he was going down a different avenue when he said you could get a nickel bag of Fritos. But when he said nickel bag, I was like, well, I don't want to hear about what you bought outside in the street. I thought he was just going to stop at nickel bag. I was like,
You were thinking there was an and in there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we got a break here. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the candy talk. And we've got Nick D. Show Spies straight out of context. And we'll start off with You Big Dummy coming up after the news. Yeah, man. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Coming up at 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran at 6. And at 10, it's going to be the Walk of Fame induction ceremony, which will be live right out here in Pioneer Court. They haven't set up the stage yet. When did they do that? Dan, do you know? I'm looking out here.
I don't, but I'd imagine probably start at 6, maybe 7.
Yeah, because it's got to be up, and they got chairs they have to put out there and all kinds of stuff. All right. Hi. Hey, welcome back. We're talking about candy, and all the regular Friday features are coming up as well, including Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's talk to Tyrone on WGN. Hi, Tyrone.
Hi, Nick. I haven't talked to you in a while.
What's up?
I'm trying to find out the name of a candy that I haven't seen in a long time. I think it came in a can. And it was like a fourth inch by a fourth inch. And it was like little peanut butter pillows. And it was gold.
Hmm.
And if anybody knows what those were called, I would really appreciate it. They were like little pillows.
Wow, that doesn't strike a bell at all with me, Tyrone. Maybe somebody knows, though. Just keep the radio on. Maybe somebody you can call in or text in.
Yeah, one of my favorite.
All right, well, we'll see if anybody knows the name of that, Tyrone.
Okay, Nick, and by the way, Nick.
Yeah.
It's about time you talk about wrestling again, and I mean the old days, not the new days.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the product's not that good now, Tyrone. There's not a lot.
It sucks.
Yeah, it's not very good. There's not a lot to talk about. I mean, I don't watch wrestling on a regular basis anymore. I'll turn it back on. I'll catch up.
Yeah.
All right, Tyrone. Thanks, man.
Okay, Nick.
Okay, see ya. All right, let's go back to 1955. Good and Plenty was the most popular with Choo Choo Charlie. Do you remember Choo Choo Charlie, Esmeralda?
I don't.
Good and Plenty. How about the Charleston Chew? Do you enjoy the Charleston Chew?
I don't think I've had one in a very long time, so I couldn't tell you. I think just like a harder taffy.
It's chocolate covered, and it's the Charleston Chew is actually a long candy bar, and a lot of people maintain that it's best if frozen. Lots of people freeze their.
How do you eat it? You don't eat it?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
You just kind of.
You'd smash
gum
it. You'd break your teeth. That's what the idea is, to bust your teeth.
Because will it melt?
I would imagine. I've never done it.
If you're just kind of gumming it for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't sound like but I know people who have thrown their Charleston Chews in the freezer. Doesn't work like a Thin Mint, though. If you put the Thin Mint, that's a cookie.
Right.
Put that in the freezer and you have a treat.
Because I like Laffy Taffys.
Sure.
And I'll just kind of gum it.
Yeah.
Rather than chewing it. Full on.
What about Pixie Sticks? Are you a fan of the Pixie Sticks?
Pixie Sticks are good.
Yeah. It's just powdered sugar, man.
Yeah.
You bounce off the walls. Kids just bounce off the walls when they pour that stuff down their throat.
Yeah. My favorite is the Lick-A-Made.
Oh, yeah. We had one side was the stick, and the other, and you would dip the stick in with your spit.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty much. Just Kool-Aid with a candy stick.
That's exactly right. How about Sweet Tarts? They were very popular in 1962.
I love Sweet Tarts. I used to eat, and when Halloween was going on, I would eat so many Sweet Tarts, my tongue would bleed.
Wow!
Because you'd get so many.
Good Lord,
Esmeralda.
And I would
just be opening package after package, and my tongue would get kind of sore.
Wow! That's a lot of Sweet Tarts, Esmeralda.
And then I wouldn't chew them. I would just suck on the Sweet Tart.
Right.
You know what? So, yeah.
Wow.
My tongue would get sore.
How about Dum Dums?
Yeah.
You like Dum Dums?
I like a Dum Dum. I like when restaurants have Dum Dums.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite restaurant, Dum Dums.
No. When they have Dum Dums. Diners. Like, if you go to a diner and you're leaving, they'll have, like...
No, I know. That's what I was...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't think they...
I was like, I don't know this restaurant called Dum Dums.
Yeah. How about Starburst?
Yeah.
Those became very popular in 1967.
Those are super tasty.
You guys don't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which I just find stunning.
You know, I don't mind the M&M looking ones.
So the M&M peanut butter?
No. That's Reese's Pieces brand.
Uh-huh.
But they're candy coated and they're just little tiny.
Okay. Well, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups became hugely popular in 1970, according to this. Oh, 1973, Esmeralda, Fun Dip.
Nice.
That's it. Oh, how about Pop Rocks?
Oh, yeah.
Pop Rocks became popular in 1975. I totally remember when I was a kid and the Pop Rocks came out. It was a phenomenon. And, of course, you know that Mikey, from the Life cereal commercial, his head exploded because he drank Coke and had Pop Rocks.
Head popped off.
His head exploded because of Pop Rocks and Coke. We all know that that's true. Just like Bubble Yum is made from spider eggs.
Well, they did all those things. Oh, no, it's Mentos. Never mind.
Mentos
was
with the, that's Mentos. Yeah, Mentos and Diet Coke.
See, it's not the Pop Rocks. It's the Mentos we got to watch out for.
You watch out for that. Don't eat Mentos and drink a Diet Coke at the same time. Your lips will fall off. Yeah, the Bubble Yum spider eggs thing is still one of my favorites, man. That's still one of my favorite things ever.
So they're saying they're made of spider eggs.
They're made with spider eggs.
Oh, with spider eggs.
Yeah, Bubble Yum.
How would they? That would be quite a feat if they were able to keep the spider eggs intact.
I don't know how that rumor started. We've talked about it on, you know, Dan, you've gone to Snopes.
Yes.
And it's a legit, it was a legitimate nationwide thing. Like it was, you know, I don't know who started it, but whoever started it, it spread like wildfire across the country. And as I've said before, I remember vividly when I found out about the spider egg thing. I was at the Field Museum on a field trip from my school, and we were at the King Tut exhibit when the in the 70s when the King Tut exhibit passed through town, like the biggest thing ever. There was a, you know, you couldn't get tickets. There were waits for hours. It was like the hottest museum exhibit ever. And so we got to go on a field trip, and we were in the gift shop after we saw all the King Tut stuff. We were in the gift shop, and we had a couple of minutes before we had to get back on the bus. And so we went into the gift shop, and I grabbed a package of Bubble Yum that I was going to buy. And someone said, no, 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 man. Don't buy the Bubble Yum. It's made with spider eggs. And I was like, what? No, man, it's real. It's true. Bubble Yum is made with spider eggs. Don't buy it.
I'm just trying to help you out, man.
Yeah, he was just trying to, you know, make sure I didn't eat spider eggs. That was a, you know, so. I think it was weird because I think Bubble Yum was a radically different kind of gum. Like bubble gum was, it started out, you know, you would have to really chew it in order for it to, you know, Bubble Yum was soft, it was big, and it had a different consistency. So it was a very unusual product at the time. So to start a rumor that says it's just made with spider eggs, it's like, all right, I guess it is. That's why it's so different than any other gum. It's the spider eggs that do it. So here's John on WGN. Hey, John.
Hello, how is everybody? How is it? Fine Friday morning.
All right, good.
A couple things for you. First off, how about Big League Bubblegum Chew?
Sure. Big League Bubblegum Chew encouraging tobacco use.
Got it. Also, the Charleston Chew comes in different flavors, including chocolate-covered vanilla and chocolate-covered banana.
Right. That's right.
And the reason I'm calling is this player was so good. He hit, in the 1977 World Series, 3 home runs, on 3 straight pitches off of 3 different pitchers.
Yeah, that's why they call him. That's why they call him Mr. October, John.
And the crowd chanted his name, and the name of the candy bar was
Reggie. The Reggie Bar.
Reggie.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if you can still get Reggie bars, but
no, unfortunately. Now the home run he hit in the All-Star game, I think it's still circulating around the planet.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was something. People who might not have been around in those days realizing what an impact Reggie Jackson made on sports. All right, real quick, let me just wrap this up with some texts here. 630 area code says, my favorite candy has always been the Baby Ruth. That's a classic. Baby Ruth is a classic. That was also the candy bar that was used to simulate a turd in the pool in Caddyshack. It's not so bad. 630 area code, my childhood is very similar to yours, Nick. We often used Turkish taffy to smack each other over the head and break into pieces. I believe I did that as well.
So, Turkish taffy.
You smash it over your head?
Turkish taffy and...
What, Hot Wheels tracks?
Hot Wheels tracks.
Hot Wheels tracks, smacking everybody with Hot Wheels tracks.
What if you doubled them up?
Oh, that would be fun.
Man.
That would be fun. Streamwood Steve says, have the original caramel creams been mentioned, a.k.a. the Bullseye? Oh, the Bullseye candies. Those are classic.
Yeah, I've seen those during Halloween.
That's your grandmother's grandmother's candy dish has those in it.
And bulk bins.
Yeah. They're good because it's a classic piece of candy, though. The caramel with the little cream center.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. Bob Medea, hey, buddy. He's our Sherlock Holmes expert. I have a curved Sherlock Holmes-type pipe candy dish, and I keep it filled with Smarties. Get it? Oh, now, come on. Hold on a minute. Wait a second here. Hold it. All right. Bob Medea getting a good one off in there.
Everyone is on top of it.
I'm telling you, man. 847 area code says, for shoes, use rubbing alcohol on the inside and then stuff the newspaper in. Oh, God. That was a real abrupt subject change.
I thought for a second you were going to say stuff candy.
That took a 180. I was like, whoa. Okay, thank you. I'll get the rubbing alcohol, and then I'll stuff the newspaper inside next time I wear those shoes. Jeff in San Diego says Skittles rule. 608 area code says Peeps taste better when they're stale. Oh, all right, that's good. Good to know. Buy them for Easter. Eat them in July. That seems to be the message there. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks for all the input. We got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And when we come back, it's time for You Big Dummy. That's coming up.